This is part of my desperate attempt to find things which I think probably are out of copyright. Other than, you know, speaking myself as a human being. It's from Boyle's Court and Country Guide of January 1918. It's a description of the royal family. His Most Excellent Majesty, George Frederick Ernest Albert, bearing the title George V, by the grace of God of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland, and of the British dominions beyond the seas, King, Defender of the Faith, Emperor of India, Sovereign of the Most Noble Order of the Garter, and of all the British Orders of Knighthood, an Admiral of the Fleet, a Field Marshal in the Army, Colonel-in-Chief of the 1st Life Guards, 2nd Life Guards, Royal Horse Guards, Royal Regiment of Artillery, Corps of Royal Engineers, Grenadier Guards, Coldstream Guards, Scots Guards, Irish Guards, Royal Marine Forces, the Royal Fusiliers, the Welsh Fusiliers, the Cameron Highlanders, the King's Royal Rifle Corps, the 18 regiments of Australian Light Horse and 10 regiments of Indian Army, Honorary Colonel of the 1st Bengal Lancers and of the King's Colonial and various other troops of the Territorial Force, Honorary War Chief of the Six Nations of Indians, an Elder Brother of Trinity House, Lay Master, President of the Royal Academy of Music, Royal College of Music, and the Royal Society of Arts, and a Bencher of Lincoln's Inn, second and only surviving son of His Late Majesty King Edward VII, and of Her Majesty Queen Alexandra, born at Marlborough House, June 3, 1865, succeeded to the throne in his 45th year, May 6, 1910. Married at St. James Palace, July 6, 1893, his second cousin once removed, Her Serene Highness Princess Victoria Mary, May of Teck, now Her Majesty Queen Mary, V.A., C.I., Muse D., a Lady of the Most Noble Order of the Garter, a Lady of Justice, St. John Jerusalem, eldest child and only daughter of Her Royal Highness, the late Princess Mary Adelaide of Cambridge, Duchess of Teck, and H.H., the late Francis, Prince and Duke of Teck, born May the 26th, 1867. Residences: Windsor Castle, Buckingham Palace, London, Balmoral and Sandringham, private. Also, though not occupied personally, St. James's, Kensington, Kew, Claremont and Hampton Court Palaces, Holyrood House, Edinburgh, and the palaces of Falkland and Lochmaben, and castles of Rothsay, Dunstaffnage, Dunoon and Carrick, all in Scotland, and the castle, Dublin. Sons and daughters of His Majesty: His Royal Highness Prince Edward Albert Christian George Andrew Patrick David, Prince of Wales, Earl of Chester, Heir Apparent to the Crown, Duke of Cornwall in Peerage of England, 1337, Duke of Rothsay, Earl of Carrick, Baron of Renfrew, Lord of the Isles, and Great Steward or Seneschal of Scotland. I've probably mispronounced it. Seneschal of Scotland? In Peerage of Scotland, 1398, Duke of Saxony and Prince of Saxe-Coburg and Gotha, Knight of the Most Noble Order of the Garter, born at White Lodge, Sheen, June 23rd, 1894. And of course there's also Prince Albert Frederick Arthur George, a naval cadet, Princess Victoria Alexandra Alice Mary, Princess Mary, Prince Henry William Frederick Albert, Prince George Edward Alexander Edmund, and His Royal Highness Prince John Charles Francis of the United Kingdom, born at York Cottage, Sandringham, July 12th, 1905. It's all a long time ago, isn't it?